Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply. City Sport. The Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
We are taking really serious the competition. And of course, we want to be in Wembley. We have a tough match again, away. We never played at home in the Carling Cup, so I think it will be a game that if we win, we go through to the semi-final, we will show how commitment we are with this club, and we hope we can do that.
Of course, it's not good for us because you play against Chelsea and we play away, and I think it's hard to win, and more when the players just play. Normally, when you play after 48 hours the game, is when you are more tired. And of course, play against Chelsea away can be hard, but no excuses. I think we can still win in there, and of course, we try. We go there to win.
Kenny Dalglish's call on Liverpool fans to stay away from tonight's League Cup quarter-final fell on deaf ears. As expected, the Liverpool allocation is sold out. The reality of Kenny's statement was clearly to make a strong point about the absurd nature of the scheduling, with this coming just 48 hours after that intense draw with Manchester City. He privately will be delighted that 5,500 Red supporters are here to try and push Liverpool through to the League Cup semi-finals. Only 9 days ago, Liverpool left here with 3 points in the league to leave one step closer to a Wembley final in February may taste even better. Well, Dalglish makes several changes from the weekend draw with Manchester City, as to be expected. Seven in all. Players coming in, Martin Kelly at right back. Jamie Carragher returns after a month's absence. He's the captain tonight. Jay Spearing starts this one. Sebastian Coates is in the 11. Maxi, who scored here 9 days ago. Craig Bellamy and Andy Carroll all in the 11.
The game.
As the ball comes back to Romeo again, he's going to be the one to feed it out. It's David Luiz along the floor. McEachran, little back heel. Luiz takes it on, edge of the Liverpool area. Penalty. Oh, early penalty! I think he might have given it. No, as he waved it away. I can't quite see the linesman's decision there. Yellow card or not?
He's given David Luiz a yellow card for diving, but from here it looked like it was a penalty. I hope the ref's got this right.
My first instinct was that was a penalty very early doors in the game, 3 minutes in. But David Luiz has been penalised for diving. It was a great run by him. He didn't really need to dive, I don't think. Coates it was, with the left foot outstretched. And I think if that had been given as a penalty, I don't think there'd be too many complaints. It looks to me like he's caught the Chelsea player.
Well, what happens there, if you go to ground, Coates, in the 18-yard box and the player goes over you, you know, normally they're given as a penalty. I think Phil Dowd has really given Liverpool a let-off there, because that looked like it was a penalty to me. I shouted it first, and I think watching the replay, it definitely was. So maybe it's going to be Liverpool's night.
Enrique looks for the short ball to the corner flag for Maxi. Maxi's not offside. Returns it back to Enrique. Lines up the cross, maybe for Carroll. Ooh. Little dig in the back by Luiz. Certainly put Carroll off his toes and onto the floor, but nothing given. The home fans are crying that Carroll was acting.
I think that might be one apiece there, because it looked like to me that David Luiz pushed Carroll in the back, and you know, I think Chelsea should have had a penalty, and now Liverpool should have had a penalty. So Mr. Dowd is just evened it up.
Carroll drops deep to work hard and put the ball out to Kelly on the right side. Kelly attacks the fullback Bertrand, tries to get a cross in as he slips, comes back off the fullback, and Kelly will get another attempt. This time he's won a corner off him. Well, good hard working attitude from the young boy Kelly.
From Kelly, yeah, up against Bertram, two young players together, but Kelly's just getting on top. He looks strong, he looks fit, and this is a great opportunity now for Liverpool to test Chelsea out defensively, who at times this season haven't defended set plays that well.
Jordan Henderson to take, away to our right-hand side, below the stand where the giant flags of John Terry are hung. Henderson puts it out to the edge of the box. It's a funny corner, and then it's a stabbed effort by Andy Carroll, which goes into the crowd behind there. Not sure too much about the thinking behind that corner. It didn't seem to be a man on his own on the edge of the box that was going to try and volley that. I think it was just miss hit into a crowd.
I just think it was a poor corner from Henderson. He's hit it too low in there. If he's got to float it in a little bit and give Andy Carroll a chance to attack it, you know, and it wasn't enough height on it, and really too near to the near post.
A clearance by Kelly, doesn't get too far, hits Bertrand, and then it bobbles over the halfway for Carroll, who got the first touch for Bellamy. Can Bellamy strip past Alex? Well, he's gone wide to the right. Carroll, meanwhile, has gone into the box. Bellamy tries to cross far stick, might bounce for Maxi. It does on the very far left of the penalty area. Carroll's gone into the box. Maxi's picked it up and put it back down the line for Enrique. Enrique tees up a cross in. Carroll's there with a scooped header, and he's gone off the defender, surely. The Liverpool players go right into the face of the referee. And are they claiming that it hit the hand of the defender, Alex?
That's what he's claiming, but from here we couldn't really see.
Oh, he's pointed to the penalty spot, as he has! Eventually, the referee, Phil Dowd.
Yep.
Well, the Liverpool players seemed absolutely 100% certain of that decision. And they surrounded the referee. Did they help change his mind? Enrique's cross from the left-hand side. Carroll in that dangerous position,
yes,
to challenge
it's Alex Campbell.
And Alex's left hand scrapes across the ball. And that is a penalty kick for Liverpool. It took some time for the referee to confirm it, but he has, and the replays have backed it up. And Liverpool could go ahead at the bridge.
And he's getting booked for that as well, Alex. It's his arm up. If he didn't get his arm there, Andy Carroll's going to head it. I think the referee's got it spot on. We could have had three penalties in this game. This is the only one that's been given, and it's been given to Liverpool.
David Luiz still arguing the toss with Phil Dowd. It means nothing. Andy Carroll, it is, with the responsibility. Spots the ball down, keeps the composure. Carroll again goes back to lift it up just while the Chelsea players are disturbing his momentum. He scored three this season, one in the Carling Cup already.
This is a big
Andy
moment.
And Andy Carroll, who earned this penalty, forced Alex into the handball, has the chance to put Liverpool ahead. It's in front of the Chelsea fans, away to the right. Carroll is left-footed. Oh, it's saved! Low to the left-hand side. Ross Turnbull gets down. You have to credit a very classy save. There wasn't too much wrong with the penalty. It was going in the corner, but the keeper guessed right. And that moment of controversy has ended with no goal. Liverpool's penalty saved by the keeper, Turnbull.
That's why I said to you, this is a big moment, and I meant it was a big moment for Andy Carroll. Well, he's come up, Ross Turnbull's, Carroll's, it's a poor penalty, I have to say.
It's
he's straight, hit it straight down
I
the middle.
It was towards the corner, it's in the replay, so a very straight penalty.
It's gone straight down the middle, and Ross Turnbull going away to his right-hand side, but spreads himself really well. It comes off his knees, basically. That's a real let-off for Chelsea, and we'll see what Andy Carroll's made of now. Hopefully he won't hide. Hopefully he just put that behind him, that penalty miss.
Bellamy, ball push back for Henderson, and then out to the left wing for Enrique. I think the angle of where we were sitting initially made me think he'd got it towards the corner. Maybe it was how the keeper spread himself, but the replay showed a very straight penalty. So I must apologise for that, but the keeper just took a gamble with keeping his legs in the position there. Well, he went to his right.
Well, I think you've got to give credit to the goalkeeper, because what he didn't commit himself fully. What he did, he came off his line towards the ball and then went down to his right-hand side, but didn't really stretch to go in the corner because he kept his eyes on the ball.
And Chelsea break, other end, Malouda in towards Lukaku. Lukaku receives a little nudge from Quates. Quates does enough, brings it away from the box and makes the short pass out to Jordan Henderson. Henderson up to the halfway line. That doesn't break through Luiz for Maxi. And Chelsea feeling buoyant after their keeper stopped Carroll. We saw what happened with Carroll in that Swansea game when he missed a chance on 9 minutes. He seemed to wallow in the problem a little bit throughout the game. As Luiz plays it to Lukaku, right side of Liverpool's box, Enrique gets his head down to watch. Lukaku skims past, nearly into Lampard, and eventually away by Enrique. Difficult stuff to deal with for Enrique, as Lukaku showed some quick feet on the right edge of the area. Bellamy to the left wing, to Enrique. Enrique into the box, right footed. Was he shooting? Near post it went. Caught low by Turnbull.
I think it was a shot, but if any of the strikers have got across the near post, they might have had to flick in.
Liverpool with a missed penalty in the game. Here's Lukaku, gets it through to Malouda. Out comes the keeper, Reina. He got down ahead of Malouda. Two hands on it, scooped it from underneath Malouda.
Yeah, Pepe Reina, you know, hasn't had a lot to do, but as a goalkeeper, you've just got to keep your concentration all the time. And he was out off the blocks there outside the six-yard box and smothered it well. And at the weekend, he made a couple of great interceptions against Man City.
Didn't he just
great
sweeping
tackles
out of his box?
Brilliant. Especially the tackle, I think it was on Aguero, I think, when he went out and did a slide tackle on him. Brilliant. Fantastic.
Liverpool start again with the ball up to Bellamy. Back to Luiz. He's managed to turn him and get round and play the ball into the centre for Spearing. Spearing unloads it quickly to the left wing for Enrique. Is there to be a final say in this first half for Liverpool? Enrique on the left wing. Ball to the edge of the box for Henderson. Henderson controls. Will he shoot from here? Instead, he's got to shoot. He had to go with a shot there, and it's away by Alex. And Liverpool, fortunately, pick it up in the midway point of the Chelsea half again. It's Ramirez out to the right wing. Bisingwa. Bisingwa's cross in. There's a header by Lukaku! And it's bounced wide of Reina's goal. Looks up, prays almost Lukaku. And some excellent deliveries today by Bisingwa on the right. That was another one. And Lukaku seemingly thinks that that ball was going to go in when he headed it.
Well, I think Pepe Reina was beating all ends up there. If it was just inside the post, it was outside the post, which was good for Liverpool's point of view. But that's maybe the best chance from open play that Chelsea have had. Mm. You know, and we're just coming up to the halfway.
Bertram defending this ball from Henderson. Ooh, and then played back by Luiz into his own area for his keeper. And Carroll trips over Luiz's legs.
David Luiz has got to be so careful.
Well, how do you read that moment, really? I mean, Luiz, in a moment of randomness, just slowly passed that ball back to his keeper, and then Carroll tried to chase it, and he's tripped over Luiz's legs.
The assistant's got to see that. It's very careful. He's got to be so careful, David Luiz. Could have given a penalty away there.
There's Kelly now trying to win the ball off Bertram, but he sent it back to David Luiz. And Luiz across his own area to Alex. Alex back to his keeper, Turnbull. Turnbull along the floor out to Alex, Luiz on the left side, and then up to Bertram. Bertram surrounded for a moment by Henderson and Carroll, but plays it back to his defence. And then Chelsea do find a way out, but it matters not. The first half has finished, and it's the first half that will be remembered for a missed penalty. And what a frustrated Andy Carroll it is, who comes over to this near side, holding his ponytail, shouting, frustrated probably at himself, with what was a poor penalty, which should have put Liverpool ahead in this League Cup quarter-final. But it's been a tale of three possible penalties in this first half. One given, and then two waved away by the referee. The referee is escorted off the field by the stewards. He doesn't need to be, really.
No, he doesn't. It's only the Chelsea fans are just going cheat, 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 and all that stuff, which you normally get. But I think it was a penalty for Chelsea early on, and then I think we could have had two more penalties for Liverpool. They got one of them, which Carroll missed, but, you know, sometimes you need, especially away from home, to get in front, and I think Liverpool were played so well, needed to get in front. It could be a very difficult second half, but we'll have to wait and see. But you've got to take your chances away from home when they come your way, when you are playing so well.
Just want to recap on that moment near the end when Henderson actually made a bit of space for himself on the edge of the box. And I think someone who's got a goal-scoring mentality would have thought, right, this has opened up for me. Just have a crack across the keeper. Yeah. He'll struggle to save this. And he almost took the easier way out by just crossing the ball into the area.
Well, I think that showed his lack of confidence in front of goal at the moment. I think if you said that was Steven Gerrard in that situation, he feinted to shoot with his left, cut it back onto his right foot, and then he would have shot. And that's what Henderson should have done. Hit it, as you said, across the keeper. If he spills it, Carroll or Bellamy might have got a knock in. What he did, he chipped it back in towards the penalty spot where there's nobody there except for Alex. And you've got to say, in those situations, especially late on in the game, late on in the half, you've got to really take the responsibility in front of goal and have a hit yourself. And from that distance, he should be hitting the target. He didn't take the chance on, and that was a chance which really could have put Liverpool in front of, you know, of Chelsea at the halfway stage.
Just feels like he's lacking a bit of life, especially after the missed penalty. It doesn't feel like a cup quarter final at the moment. It was the intensity, perhaps. Well, although Liverpool will probably be happier.
Well, I think Liverpool played the more controlled possession, created arguably the better chances. Chelsea, except for Lukaku's header just before half time from Bisingwa's cross, really haven't tested Pepe Reina. But I have to come back and say they should have had a penalty in the first 5 minutes, which the referee didn't give. If he sees that at half-time, we've got to be careful that Liverpool win it around the box second half.
City Sports, the Liverpool matchbook. Radio City Sports with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply.
And Liverpool shoot from right to left. So they're shooting towards the 5,500 travelling fans. Away to our left-hand side. Chelsea with Lukaku and Torres in the middle at the moment. Liverpool line up with Rayner and Cole. Kelly, Carragher, Quatez and Enrique, the back four. Henderson, Spearing, Lucas and Maxi, the midfield. And Craig Bellamy and Andy Carroll up front. If you want to make any changes, Luis Suarez, Dirk Kuyt, Stuart Downing, Charlie Adam, Martin Skrtel and John Flanagan are on the bench. Here's David Luiz with a clearance ball onto the halfway line. Martin Kelly stabs a foot into it, ends up with Romeo. Romeo out to Torres on the right wing. Torres takes on Enrique, into the box, gets the touch in towards Lukaku. Liverpool need to be strong in defence, and they do that just about with Enrique. And Enrique holds off Ramirez and brings out the ball to the left wing.
Great ball as well.
Up towards Bellamy, and Liverpool from the defending are on the attack. It's Bellamy in towards Carroll. Not a good pass by Craig Bellamy for Andy Carroll. That could have cut Chelsea apart.
They did so well. Enrique defended that well, and then Bellamy took up a great position just off the back four in the midfield. Lovely floated ball in, and he ran with it. Andy Carroll made a great run, but there was too much pace on the ball from Bellamy, and he had Henderson to his right hand side as well.
Bellamy back to Spearing. Spearing then threads it over to the right wing. Henderson's made ground up there towards the edge of the box, holds it up, gives to Bellamy. Bellamy, edge of the area. Well, do you know what? At least he had a go at goal. It wasn't the best shot, but there hasn't been enough attempts tonight, and Bellamy just lashed at that one. It went very high.
Yeah, he cut inside on his left foot and went for the far corner, got under it, and it went into the Liverpool supporters behind the goal. But there's a good counter-attack. That's two good counter-attacks in succession from Liverpool, and Bellamy has been at the heart of that.
Torres down the right-hand side, goes past Quatez. Oh, what's that? All the fans stood up in front of me then.
He's given a free kick.
Against Quatez's challenge?
Yeah, but it's not a yellow card, but he's given a yellow card for it. He's just blocked Torres off. But this is a really dangerous situation now for Liverpool to defend against, and it was their own making, because they, between them, Spearing and Enrique let the ball bounce, and that allowed Lukaku to get on it, and then it came to Torres. So this is to the right-hand side, just outside the corner of the 18-yard box.
Well, the biggest men in the Chelsea side in the box, Alex, David Luiz and Lukaku, bigger than all of them. Frank Lampard, considered one of the best at delivering these set pieces from the right-hand side of Liverpool's penalty area. The Reds have left just Maxi on the edge of the box to try and cut out this ball. Lampard, though, probably looking for one to drop somewhere near the edge of the six-yard box with those Chelsea runners. Liverpool can maybe catch them out with the offside. Linesman's got to be alert. Here's Lampard. Flights it in, right-footed, far post. Up goes Alex, he's missed it. Behind him, Lukaku. It's off the crossbar, and it's cleared behind the goal by Quatez. Lukaku somehow found the bar, and then Quatez alert enough to divert the danger after that.
It's a great ball in from Frank Lampard. It came right round the back. Oh. It's into the ground, onto the crossbar. It comes out to David Luiz, and it's cleared by Quatez.
Carroll can see the runner. It's Maxi. Maxi's drifted past Alex. Maxi to the edge of the box. He's lost the ball. Vital touch by Bissouma for Chelsea. Maxi looked like he was going all the way, and he was stopped on the edge of the box.
Great tackle in the end from David Luiz. Got his toe in, showed his pace there, really, to come across and show Maxi, close him down. But Andy Carroll did well when it went up to him and flicked a little ball, and Maxi was on the run, but Chelsea defended it well with Bissouma and David Luiz. It's end-to-end stuff now.
It's Bellamy now, down to Henderson on the right. Too many Chelsea players crowding out that left-back spot, and Liverpool can't find the intricate passes, so they play it out, Chelsea to Torres. Torres gets the march on Spearing, tries to knock the forward ball for Malouda. Liverpool defend it well with Quatez, who, for me tonight, I think looked a composed figure at times.
Well, I watched him in the Copa America, and I thought what a quality young player he was, and I think he's, in time it would be a fantastic...
Oh, that's a good ball. It's from Henderson's found Bellamy right side, him across to Maxi.
Goal.
And for a second game running at Stamford Bridge, Maxi grabs the first goal, and you never know, it might be the winning goal. What a cut and thrust from Liverpool down the right side. Henderson with the first pass, and then the one across the penalty area by Bellamy, and Maxi left to roll it in. Well, he just can't stop scoring, can he? Chelsea 0, Liverpool 1, and it's that man, Maxi.
What I like about Maxi there, his hunger to get in and score the goal, but from Chelsea's point of view, they get very square at the back. It's a lovely threaded ball inside Bertram, and it's the composure to slide it across, and Maxi hits it in with his left foot in the back stick, 6 yards out to put Liverpool in front. I'd have to say Craig Bellamy's cross was inch perfect for Maxi just to come onto it on his left foot first time and just let the pace on the cross hit his foot and into the back of the net.
Liverpool come down the left. Bellamy looks like he's lost it underneath his feet, but at the same time was trying to retain his footing because he was being fouled, according to the referee, and that's a free kick for Liverpool, left side of the Chelsea box.
We've done well there, Bellamy, but I didn't see much of a foul there, but Liverpool will take it just outside the box here. Bellamy's done so well tonight in these circumstances, very difficult. He's been instrumental in everything good with Liverpool tonight. He's worked so hard, he's been sharp in the final third as well, and he wants to take this free kick here. He wants to whip it in, and he delivers a good ball, and this is a chance for Liverpool to really put the nail in Chelsea's coffin here.
Bellamy, left side, Carroll's in the box, he hovers this one, Van Persie, second goal! Liverpool are 2-0 up, it's Martin Kelly! Kelly kisses the badge, Liverpool fans are delirious at Stamford Bridge. It could be the passage through to the semis of the Carling Cup. Superb delivery from Craig Bellamy, and he was stood on the right spot, Martin Kelly, and he nods down, nods home, and what a time to score a big senior goal for his club. Chelsea 0, Liverpool 2.
I have to say, it's a fantastic ball in from Craig Bellamy. Whipped him with his right foot from the left-hand side, right across the six-yard box. But the marking from Chelsea's point of view was terrible. Kelly gets a free header, does everything right as well. He heads it down, so the goalkeeper's got no chance. Into the corner, Ross Turnbull just stands there and watches it go in the back of the net. Nothing he can do about it. But I have to say, 2-0 up Liverpool, and well worth the 2-0 at the moment.
Liverpool. Ooh. Oh, well, that's a foul by Ramirez, a late foul as well. I think that's another card, according to Phil Dowd.
Well, I think a deserved one. He just sold himself there. Quick feet from Lucas, who's had a tremendous game this evening. Him and Bellamy really have stood out, but it's been a fantastic team performance, I have to say. And that's another yellow card.
Now, something's happened on the far side of the pitch. A Liverpool player's gone down, and our view is slightly obscured of this one. Is that Lucas who's gone out? I was just seeing the replay. Oh, Lucas and Juan Mata.
I think it's their knees have hit came against each other.
Yeah. I don't think there was nothing malicious from Mata, but Lucas has hurt himself in that collision. And so play is stopped again. So Chelsea 0, Liverpool 2.
I think this is a good injury, if there is ever a good injury. Hopefully nothing wrong with Lucas, but just slows the game down. Liverpool 2-0 up. You know, Chelsea have got it all to do now. You don't want them to get any momentum. And I think it just kills the game for a little bit for Liverpool. And Kenny can get a few messages on Steve Clarke. He can think about substitutions now as well. Chelsea have made all three substitutions now. VS Boas can't do anything but watch his team and hope that they get a goal back and get them back into this game, because Liverpool at the moment are so comfortable. Charlie Adams going to come on for Lucas, straight swap.
Oh, you just hope there's nothing too serious for
no,
Lucas,
so do
considering his importance to the Liverpool team at the moment.
He's been fantastic tonight. He's broken things up, he's been cool, he's organised in there, and I hope this injury's all right. I was saying, though, it's an injury to kill the game a little bit, but I don't wish any harm on Lucas. I think he's been absolutely superb, and hopefully this is just a knock on the side of the knee which has really caused a problem, and he'll be okay for Monday night.
Next Monday, Fulham away. Nigel Spackman will be alongside me for that game. Radio City Sports, of course, wherever the Reds are. And the stretcher's been taken on as to whether Lucas will need to be put on it. They're just being careful with him at the moment. But that collision of knees with Juan Mata seemed fairly innocuous.
It did. But sometimes when you get a knock on that knee, it's really bony in there. You just get it in the wrong place and it can sort of hit a nerve, and then you get a numbness in the leg. And I hope that's all it is, and that Lucas will be okay. But he tackled with his left foot rather than his right, and it's come across Mata. But hopefully he'll be okay. Let's hope there's nothing serious, because he's been absolutely outstanding tonight.
Spearings just said to Kenny, "You want me to hold? You want me to hold?" And Kenny said yes. So Charlie Adams coming on. I'm sure the idea will be, don't give Chelsea any daylight. Don't let them get one goal back in this game.
Absolutely, I think that from Liverpool's point of view, they're in full control of this game. You know, you just want to keep playing the way you're playing. And when you get it in there and you're under a little bit of pressure in your own half, put it down the side so it gives Andy Carroll or Bellamy something to get onto.
Lucas just been stretchered down to
it's
our left-hand
pain,
side. Yeah, it's certainly not one of those, I'll stretch you off and you'll stand up again, is it?
No.
It's straight to the treatment room and probably for some sort of scan or x-ray. the team are flying back after this game. Here's Anelka, I doubt Lucas is. Now Anelka down to the right corner flag. He's covered all the time by Enrique. Gives it back to Basingwa. 20 minutes left of real time and, you know, another 3-4 additional. So Chelsea will look at it as 25 minutes to score two goals. Bertram, left-hand side of the box, flights it in. Torres with a header, no power on it, caught by Reina outside his six-yard area.
Yeah, but he couldn't. He was going backwards trying to get the pace on the header. He couldn't get a lot on it. It just popped into Pepe Reina's hands. But it was a good move down the left-hand side from Chelsea. And young Bertram, who's probably been, for me, Chelsea's best player so far this evening, getting down that left-hand side, put a great ball in. But Torres going away from goal, just couldn't. He directed it on target, but no power in it at all.
Free kick for Liverpool, just outside their own penalty area. And Kenny Dalglish is saying what? He's asking the midfield to come and join Carroll a little bit more, I think. He's telling them to push a higher line, isn't he?
I think at the right time, it's like if it goes forward, one of you's got to get up and help Andy Carroll.
They've lost the ball through Henderson on the right-hand side. Bellamy, I should say.
Great
and then forward it goes through Ramirez. Anelka's broken through. Keeper's come out. Anelka's still got it. There's no space. There's no daylight for him. It might be Mata. It's cleared away by Carragher. Huge opportunity comes and goes for Chelsea. Reina did the right thing. He swept out just as he did against Man City a few times at the weekend. Put doubt in Anelka's mind, and Anelka couldn't convert.
Well, what it was a fantastic ball inside Enrique, and obviously Nicolas Anelka with his pace got in there, but Pepe Reina was out on the edge of his
ball.
Oh, ball
given
quickly.
Away by Basingwa, and then Carroll makes a mess of his first touch onto Alex. Sorry, no.
No, it's all right, no problem.
And Chelsea come back through Ramirez. Ramirez strikes
great
it right footed. Block and it breaks down for Anelka. Anelka on the right wing, crosses in for Torres. Torres tries to shield it down. He's laid it off to the left side. Bertram plays it in. Carragher then hits it out for a corner.
Well, Chelsea trying to push Liverpool back now, but to Liverpool defending well. A few question marks being asked of Liverpool defensively now, but they're coping so far, but they don't want to give anything away here.
Corner from the left side. Lampard takes header by Torres and it's saved by the keeper. Caught by Reina. Torres' first attempt on goal in the game, and Reina gets down to his left-hand side to smother that ball.
It was a smart save as well. Read it all the way. That's a good header from Torres. Gets across it, flicks it in the far corner, but Pepe Reina read it very, very well. Here comes the substitution for Liverpool.
Craig Bellamy for Dirk Kuyt. I think it's impossible to underestimate the role that Craig Bellamy has played in this if it turns out to be a win. I mean, I don't think it would have happened without him.
Well, I have to say, he was in tears before the game when we had the minutes applause for his close friend, Gary Speed, and he's been instrumental in Liverpool's performance today. I think he's shown the energy, the enthusiasm, put a great ball in for the goal, great ball in for the second goal as well, and he's coming off to all the applause from the Liverpool supporters behind that goal to our left.
Oh, Kenny and Craig have a hug, proper two hands around the shoulders type hug, and they probably know why with each other. Bellamy sits down, Kuyt's on, so the reshaping of things, he's just taken up the same role. Ball comes to Kuyt straight away. Kuyt with a low jump. Ball goes over the top. It's a throw-in for Chelsea on the left-hand side. Well, there's the Liverpool fans telling Craig Bellamy they understand.
One Gary Speed, yeah. Fantastic. And they were singing that. And then the Chelsea supporters started singing that before kickoff. It was great to hear.
Do you know Gary well?
I knew him to play against him. I saw him, as we said earlier, at the Swansea game about 3 weeks ago when he was there with one of his sons. And that's the last time, obviously, I saw him. But, you know, I don't think there's anyone in football or anywhere who's got a bad word to say about Gary Speed. I think he was the ultimate professional on and off the field. And playing against him, he was always hard but fair and a real quality player.
OK, let me put you on the spot, Nigel. A most ranged man of the match. If you can pick out one of those Liverpool players as the ball comes through for Torres, who's offside.
I think it's a very difficult one. I think Andy Carroll's worked really hard. Craig Bellamy was instrumental in all things good Liverpool, and I think Quartez has been outstanding at the back as well. But I think in these conditions and in the circumstances, I think Craig Bellamy, for me, has to be the man of the match.
Yeah. Two assists, an emotional night, and just extremely influential, hasn't he?
But his work rate, you know, he sets an example to the rest of the team. I'm going to go in there and close people down. You've got to do the same. He makes people do that work because he does it so well himself.
is Pepe Reina with a kick from the midway of the Liverpool half. Referee lifts a hand up. He's thinking of calling time on the game. I can tell you there aren't many Chelsea fans left in their seats here. Phil Dowd returns to the halfway line. The ball's rolled out by Ross Turnbull. Kenny Dalglish scratching the head. Andy Carroll pressing David Luiz for the ball. Phil Dowd blows the whistle. Liverpool are into the semis of the League Cup. How good does that feel? Another step towards a possible trophy in Kenny's first full season in charge. They've dispatched of Chelsea here for the second time in 9 days. For the second time in 9 days, Maxi Rodriguez has opened the scoring again. And the second goal came from the unlikely figure of Martin Kelly at right back, his first senior goal. Liverpool more than impressed today and more than deserved to win this match. There's problems for Chelsea, but there's a possible path to silverware and Wembley for Liverpool. They're into the hat for the semi-finals. They've beaten Chelsea 2-0.
And deservedly so as well. I know we can look back to penalty decisions as well. Maybe Chelsea should have had a penalty in the first 5 minutes. That would be brought up. But overall, I have to say that Liverpool were the better team, the more disciplined team. They looked more like a team than what Chelsea did tonight. And when they were called upon to defend, they defended extremely well. And I think Chelsea just ran out of ideas. They didn't create enough in front of goal. And really, Lukaku's header, which had come off the crossbar, if that had gone in, it might have been a different game. But I have to say, after that, Liverpool took control of this game. And Craig Bellamy, you know, great ball in for Maxi Rodriguez for the first goal. Fantastic free kick he put in for Martin Kelly's header when Chelsea's defence went missing, and I think they really missed John Terry defensively tonight. Yeah. to organise them. But overall, I think you can see the players coming off here. The Liverpool players really happy, been over the supporters, a real excitement in them, and Kenny loving it. But for Chelsea players who are going off, it's one of disillusionment and shaking their heads and going, I don't think there's going to be many happy people in that Chelsea dressing room. Whereas on the other hand, the Liverpool supporters and players, fantastic night for them.
Huge beams on their faces, and you can see the personal relationship they've got with Kenny. Every one of them that came off then, there was a smile, a handshake, a clasp. He's definitely a man manager.
Oh, he is. Well, I know Kenny well, and that's what we were talking about Andy Carroll earlier on. I mean, there's no better man manager to get Andy through a difficult period. And, you know, I think Kenny, everybody respects him. He talks about the game well, he analyses it extremely well, and then he's brought in fantastic coaches in the like of Steve Clarke to help him through. And I think Liverpool are just getting better and better, but all the question marks are really about Chelsea at the moment.
So just a footnote on this game, really, and Chelsea 0, Liverpool 2. How much does silverware mean to Kenny, this silverware now? Now we're discussing, we're in the semi-finals.
Well, I think Kenny's, I know him from my time there, I'm sure he hasn't changed. There's every competition he's in, he wants to win. And that showed tonight. I think he's instilled that in his players. And I know you have to look and say he played Exeter, played Brighton. And got through, and maybe now it's the serious point, and he put out a good side tonight. Tactically it was sound. I think he had a lot of confidence coming into it, having beaten Chelsea here in the league as well. And I think the belief away from home is even better than it is at home, and I think the away results have been fantastic for Liverpool. But Kenny, he's a winner through and through, every competition he's in, and now he knows he wants to get this first bit of silverware back into this. And you know, who's going to write Liverpool off in this competition? I think they've got as good a chance as anybody. If Man City go through and Man United go through, Cardiff go through, I think Liverpool's got as good a chance as anyone. And I think you also have to have that mentality to say, we want to win this, we want to get the silverware, but we want to get into Europe, even though it is the Europa League. And then after that, we know we're in that, we can then challenge, and I can play my best team against the big sides, and maybe a slightly weakened team against the lesser sides if I need to try and get into the top four. Because I think at the start of the season, the main thing for Kenny and for Liverpool was to get into the top four and make sure in the Champions League next year. But this league is so open, what better way to really instill in the players a winning belief and character than going on and winning this trophy first?
Okay, finally, we discussed it at the end of commentary. Let's just talk a little bit on Craig Bellamy. An important night for him. We saw it at the very start. He was moved to tears by the applause for his friend Gary Speed. And another fitting performance. 9 days ago when Liverpool came here, he was very much the inspiration then.
Yep, and I think he's the character. I think he's been a fantastic signing. I think it's been a class move for Craig Bellamy as well. But I think Kenny looked at it and said, yeah, I can handle him. I'm going to tell him he's not going to play every week, but I know what I'm going to get. And the thing is with Craig Bellamy, you can play him just in behind the main striker. You can play him wide on the right, wide on the left. You know what he's going to give you. He's going to give you energy. He's going to close people down. He's going to moan at people. He's going to get the best out of others. And I think tonight, I thought the way he handled the occasion, and Kenny handled it as well, bringing him off, because he's done his work, he's created two goals, get the applause, because it's a really emotional night for him. But looking back to the weekend, I think Kenny needs to take great credit, and Craig, for the way they handled the weekend, Sunday as well, because he could have said, yeah, I'm going to stick with you on the bench, bring you on. But I think he knew that better off going away, having moments and having the day on his own to make sure that he was ready for tonight.
Seems like Craig's bought into that concept as well of, I won't play every game.
Yeah, but I think that's the way you've got to look at it. Andy Carroll's got to get the same mentality now as well. And now you've got two centre-back pairings as well, which is fantastic as well. You know, Quartez tonight with Jamie Carragher was solid, clean sheet. Skirtle and Agger have been playing extremely well. So competition for places is fantastic. Kelly comes in and scores tonight. You've got Glenn Johnson waiting in the wings as well. You've got Stephen Gerrard to come back in as well. So you have to say Maxey's done well when he's come in. Stuart Downing on the bench tonight. You know, I think Kenny's really evolving his squad and using it in the best ways he can to give people minutes on the pitch, but he still knows what his best and strongest team is.
Post-match. We're moving in the right direction. We've come to a very difficult place and won again, so but we're happy with everything. We made seven changes. The three boys that had to play two games did magnificently. Obviously, Pepe in goal, it's no stressful for him as it is for some of the others. And the seven lads that come in were a credit to themselves, so be happy.
Max is a goal machine at the minute, but you know, I thought my time had to come sooner or later to score. I think that's 35 appearances now, and I'm off the mark, so you know, it's a massive relief. I'm scoring for England, so it was about time I scored for Liverpool, and I did that, and I was made up.
City Sports, the Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sports with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply.